Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Green Bay Packer Week, baby.
Oh, that's awful.
And you don't have to, well, no, you get to play the Packers this week, right?
Yeah, but it should be Happy Arizona Cardinals Week.
Well, yeah, but you're not excited because you're a Cardinal. You're excited about who you're going to play.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the way it always is, right?
Right. So, like, if you're in college, right, USC, UCLA, it's USC, UCLA, Arizona State versus Arizona, no matter, Auburn versus Alabama, yeah. It's that week.
I'll give you two of the best examples of that of all time. Right. When the Suns went to the finals in, what, 93? Who did they play? Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Did you see that shoe sold today?
Makes it that big.
$4.7 million.
Makes it that big, more big of a series. Diamondbacks in 2001, World Series. Who do they play? Like, if they were to play like Cleveland, no one would have cared.
No.
But they played the Yankees. That makes it bigger. So you're right. Arizona Cardinals will take on the Green Bay Packers Thursday, and I have a dilemma. We started the show talking about, listen, somebody who is a Packers fan has contacted me and said, Gatos, I know you have season tickets.
Oh, Gatos, I found out you got season tickets,
So the dude is wearing a cheesehead probably while he's on the phone with me, right?
Probably.
He's probably draped in an awful green. And he's like, listen, I'm willing to, I know where your seats are. I know you have good seats. I'm willing to give you thousands of dollars for those seats so I can go and see my Green Bay Packers. It's quite the dilemma. This is a game certainly that I want to go to. But, I mean, if you're going to offer me thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. If a Cardinals fan, it's the unwritten rule. Cardinals fans can't sell their tickets to other, fans who are fans of the other team, because then you're not a real fan. But then I say, okay, but I've got thousands of dollars in my wallet. I mean,
in theory, you could sell your tickets, which are good tickets.
Yes.
Take a little bit of that, buy some cheaper tickets, and good. Still go to the game and come out ahead.
You are an answer man.
I'm an answer man.
You are an answer man. Becky Lynn, do you like that idea?
That's not a bad idea, Becky.
But I'm not going to get as much money from a Cardinals fan as I will from a Packers
That's
fan.
That's true.
That's true, but I think we need to pack the place
He's
with Cardinals
go.
Fans.
You said pack. Don't say that.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
A bad word this week.
He's still going to go.
Oh, I'd have to go get other tickets.
Yeah, but you could take, let's say you got $3,000 for him, and you spend $1,000 buying two not as good tickets as you have.
Right.
And so you come out 2,000 ahead, and you're at the game.
Yes, but he's still going, but you have now allowed two more Packers fans into the,
that's
into the stadium.
Right. That
How
is
do we know
dilemma.
There are two? It could be one. You should say, look, here's the stipulation. You have to wear, at least one person has to wear Arizona Cardinal gear.
They're not going to do it.
They're not
going to
do that.
Fans.
They're paying $3,000 for the tickets, and it is not going to
happen. So I got $3,000 on the table. My wife absolutely says, we're not doing that. But I'm like, well, maybe I'll just sell my ticket. What are tickets going for? There's the wise man, Steve Zinsmeister.
Steve
Tell us what it's going for.
Cheapest ticket I could find in the entire stadium.
Yeah.
It's in the top row, in the top section, in the corner.
All right. What do you got?
$200.
$200.
And it's probably behind a pole.
There you go.
But at least you're in.
All
if
right.
you want to sit in the upper deck, you're probably looking at $350.
$350.
Just for like an average.
So you're coming out $2,300 to the good?
Yeah, but do I want to sit in the upper deck? That's the other thing. Okay, so what else?
Do you want to know what I found your tickets for?
Yeah, don't say where my tickets are. I don't need people. I'm not approachable sometimes. You know that.
But should I give you the number?
How give much, me the number
the
of...
The seats directly where, in front of yours.
All right, how much are they selling for?
$700 each.
Well, I'm...
You're coming out way
wow,
ahead.
Wow, I'm
out way ahead.
Wow, this
probably,
guy...
Probably take
so that
deal.
Guy is probably listening and can now just go buy the tickets.
You should sell him your tickets and then buy the ones right in front of yours.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
But again, you've let two more Packers fans in.
Yeah, I know.
His job is not to make other fans better fans. That's not your job.
50-yard line, by the way, is $1,200.
$1,200. Okay. Well, that's more about what he's. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. So
what?
I'm looking at like $2,000 or $3,000 for sure. Easy.
What if you could sell your tickets to a Cardinals fan for $1,000 less than the dude is offering you for yours? You're still making money, and then you could still buy the two behind yours.
This.
And you'd still make money. You wouldn't make $3,000.
This makes people crazy. There are Cardinals fans out there. I can't even tell you the obscenities that we've had on email. Pablo was going through it like 5 minutes ago. His eyes started to tear.
But.
I mean, people are killing me over this. But.
But.
Okay.
Here's the reality of it.
Yeah.
We've kind of a fair-weathered
We are town. Here, yeah.
Comparatively, you're from the East Coast, right? You guys are hardcore. Sports is a ton of what your identity is, and you usually got two teams, and there's a battle inside the city, and you know, and you got Boston, and you got Philly not too far away.
But I can be bought. I can be obviously.
Apparently.
But there's also a lot of, we're a transient state in a lot of ways. People are coming here, they're here for a little while, and they're taking off and going somewhere else.
So when we, I just mentioned this like at the beginning of the show at 2 o'clock, and then, you know, Steve and Pablo are in there, and they're waving their hands at me. And I'm like, what are you doing? And so Broom had called in. He was furious about this. Listen to this. This happened 2 hours ago. What is that? Why? Put him on the air. All right, so Broomhead is calling. Why is Broomhead calling in? Put him on the air. Mike Broomhead from our morning show.
Hey, I've heard of you.
I know. Steve Zinsmeister and Pablo Rios, they say you demand airtime. What are you demanding airtime for on the show?
Gatos, if you sell your ticket.
Sell them to you?
If you sell your ticket, I have already made the offer. I'm taking your wife as my date to the game.
Nice. Solid.
And she'll go.
She will.
Yes.
What is so bad about me trying to make a profit?
You know what is bad about that? If we don't have a sea of red in that stadium, it's an embarrassment. If you sell your tickets to people in green jerseys, the offer is out there. Dinner, drinks, and a game. Your wife is my date.
Can't sell the tickets now.
Hey, Brewman, what if a diehard Cardinals fan wanted to buy the tickets? It is only selling the tickets to a Packers fan that's bad?
Yes. Here's the problem. The first two games, I wasn't at the game Sunday. I had an event, so I gave my tickets to a Cardinals fan, a friend of mine. The first two games of the season, it was a lot of Vikings fans, and there were a lot of Niners fans in that stadium.
Yeah.
This is the only undefeated team in the NFL. If we don't get behind this team now, when are we going to do it, Gatos? You make a nice living. That $3,000 would be nice to have, but show your support.
I am showing my support. I'm showing my support from my bank account. This could be huge. I mean, you got $3,000 on the table. I mean, I could pay for tickets for the next 2 years.
All right. I will be holding hands with your wife at the game.
Fantastic.
Go ahead and do it.
All right. Mike Broomhead, everybody.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Mike. All right, so that was earlier today. He was furious. He actually called. Has he ever called the show like that?
No.
That was funny.
Usually we have him for some political stuff. Him and Lynette are going to have fun.
I'm going to make my decision.
You are.
I'm going to make my decision. I feel I can't do it.
Can't go to the game?
I can't sell the tickets to a Packers fan.
Thank goodness.
I can't do it. I won't do it. I thought about it, but I just can't do it. I think Broomhead is right for the first time, probably on the radio. I think this is the first time he's ever been right. 7-0. You're taking on Aaron Rodgers.
Chance to see a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Chance to see a Hall of Famer. I'm probably not going to be here on Thursday because the game starts at like, what, 5?
We know that.
5:20 is kickoff.
So I'm not selling out. I'm going to the game. And if I see a Packers fan, you know what? I'm going to deal with you, man. That's
deal
all I'm
with
say.
You, man.
I'm just kidding. That's a mall talk. But I will not sell my tickets to a Packers fan. I'm going to go to the game. And it's because my wife threatened to leave me. So that's exactly why I'm going. Coming up next. Five spot. Hey, open up the phones, 277-5827. We need five of you to call. And we're going to put you on the spot about a news story everyone's talking about. The segment is called Five Spot. We need five of you at 277-KTAR.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, it's time for something we like to call Five Spot.
Five Spot.
We need five of you to call, and we're going to put you on the spot about a news story. You and I were talking about this before the show. Tom Brady threw his 600th career touchdown pass.
Yes,
yesterday.
Indeed.
He threw it to his wide receiver, and his wide receiver caught it, Mike Evans, and then he decided, okay, I'm going to give that ball to a fan. So he gave the ball to a fan.
That's
what he does.
Yeah.
Okay. Problem is, that was Brady's 600 career touchdown pass. That ball is worth a fortune.
Yes.
So the Buccaneers sent, one of their guys over to get the ball, and they had to negotiate. Because the fan was like, well, I know this ball is worth something. I'm not just going to give it up. And he ended up making an awful deal. He got like a signed helmet. This ball.
He got $1,000 at the Tampa Bay
team shop.
Team shop.
The ball's worth $500,000, they're saying.
$500,000.
So five spot, we are going to ask you right now, what would you have done with the ball? 277-KTAR.
Kim in Scottsdale, you get handed a ball worth $500,000, one of your heroes. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Give it back? Do you make them pay? What do you do?
I'd keep it.
You'd keep it, and then what? Call your agent?
Yeah, if it's worth that much money.
But in the moment, do you even know what you're holding on to? Because nobody knew it was worth $500,000 yesterday. That came out today. So you're handed the ball, and you're going to run out. You're gone.
Yeah, I would take it.
All right.
I would keep it.
All right,
yeah, there
you
she goes.
Ball.
We got one for keep.
But then people say, you're a bad person. You're keeping history.
Don't give me something. Last time I checked. Huh? What is it? 98%, you know, it's mine. 98% of the law says it's mine, and you gave it to me. The whole world saw. Craig in Gilbert, keep it. Give it back. What would you do?
Oh, definitely keep it.
There you go.
If I want it back, they're going to have to pry it out of my hands.
You make a deal? Do you make a deal right there, or do you leave the stadium immediately?
Oh, I'd stay and finish watching the game, and then I'd leave with my ball.
All right. See,
I just turn and sprint.
I'm gone. That's what I do. I turn and sprint. All right. Thanks, Craig. 277-KTAR. Five spot. We have five of you call in. We put you on the spot. Tom Brady throws his 600th touchdown pass. Their receiver gave the ball to a fan. You're the fan. What do you do with the ball, Tyler in Scottsdale?
Hey, I'm keeping it. I'm getting my money for that thing.
Absolutely. You're getting better than $1,000 to the gift store, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Is that the worst, like, trade?
That was an awful trade.
They ripped off this
guy. I would say, all right, here's the deal, guys. I want a game day check. I want a game day check, and I want a kickoff.
Yeah.
That's it. Sign me to a contract. I want a game day check, and I want a kickoff.
We got two more calls. Let's ask them. Let's change the question.
Okay.
What is the deal you'd make?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Judy and Mesa, what kind of deal would you make? Better than $1,000 at the game store, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'd go 50-50. I'm a public school teacher, and that money would go a long way in my classroom.
See? I love that. I love
good.
Judy's got it going on. That's perfect.
Good.
You know what? Hey, Tom, could you make a donation to the schools?
It's Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's so cheap.
Chad in Glendale. What's happening, man? What kind of deal would you make? You get a $500,000 Fabergé egg shaped like a football in your hands. What do you do with it?
Well, I would definitely keep it. They'd have to pay me for it. Probably get me one of them small houses out here in Phoenix for $500,000.
Yeah, absolutely. A little lean-to.
I know.
All right. Thanks, Chad. You know what? It's weird because you're put on the spot, right? You got 50,000 people now. He realizes that
it happens immediately.
He realizes he gives the ball away. You don't want to seem like a Richard, right? Like, if you run for the hills, that's great. But and somebody goes, oh, I gave the football away. And they look, and dude's gone. Well, maybe he's getting a beer. No, guy's in the parking lot driving away because he gets it. And it happens immediately. And you feel the pressure. It's like if you go to a Cubs game and somebody hits a home run and you don't want to get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
But like, but everybody's, there's that
they
peer
the
pressure.
Back, right?
They want you to because they didn't get it.
Yeah.
The other 99% of those people are like, I'm keeping that ball if you give it to me.
Yeah. Like, think of you're a Cardinals fan. You're in the front row in the end zone. Kyler Murray scores, let's just say, his 100th touchdown pass or run.
Yeah.
Who knows? In the future. And all of a sudden, he's flipped the ball to you without really realizing how much that ball is worth. If you're a Cardinals fan and you're sitting there and you have the ball, I don't think anyone would realize you have $500,000 in your hands.
Yeah. I would have been on eBay the minute he handed it to me. I'd be like, honey, look at it. What is it? Oh my God. Honey, just get up for a minute and act like you're gonna go to the store or you're gonna go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow you and let's just get out of here and we're gonna we're going home.
I tuck that ball in like a running back and I run to my car.
That's it.
Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury was asked this exact question. What would you do with the ball?
It's Tom Brady's 600 touchdown pass. Then they want it back. Are you giving it back?
If it's really worth $500,000, no.
No, that's what I said. No.
He's got plenty of money. I mean, he better ante up like a Lamborghini or something.
Okay, what do you? So give me the. What are you thinking here?
Like a real expensive watch and car, like a combination.
So Tom Brady's got to send this guy something. He's a Bucs fan, and they totally ripped him off. They gave him $1,000 so we could get a T-shirt.
Yeah, so there you go.
Like a T-shirt and like...
Like you give him, you know, like, and I'm hoping Tom Brady's sitting there today and the Bucs are going, guys, we got to do this guy solid, right?
Yeah, it's...
You know, he gave you back.
Steve?
Do you think that the team now goes to Mike Evans and says, hey, stop handing out all of our game balls?
No. You heard Tony Romo say, right? Like, and I remember this, first of all, you have to pay for the ball, and secondly... You're fined every time you do it. Well, you know what? Hey, you know, you get fined, what, $1,000, and I'm making, you know, $200,000 a game check. I don't care. Somebody's laughing and smiling. We're having a good time. That's a different story.
All right. $500,000 this Bucs fan just handed over for, you know, a T-shirt and a signed ball.
It was. Remember the big debate about, like, McGuire's home run and Sosa?
You catch it? What do you do?
You know, Barry Bonds' home run. And what do you do?
Coming up next, why don't most Americans choose country over party? Stick around.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
So Saturday, my wife and I were walking into church. My phone buzzed before we went in. I took a look at it, and I had been notified Grant Woods had died. He was a friend of mine, Chad. Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods. This was a fair and decent man who had a lot of integrity. And what I always liked about him, he would put his country over his party. Nobody does that anymore.
Not many. Hard to find.
This is a guy who was a lifelong Republican. Trump came on the scene. He didn't like him.
No.
Said, I'm done. I'm changing party. And you may like that out there. You may find that refreshing. You may find it despicable. But it's courageous. Because nobody does that. He had morals. He just couldn't take what Trump was dealing, and he said, "I'm switching parties." And I found it very admirable. What do you believe? Because a lot of people just decided, and it's all right. You decided to follow. How many times do we follow politicians on both sides? I mean, you know, there are people who followed Biden and said, let's put him in the White House.
Yeah.
There are people who followed Trump. But Grant Woods was a man of principle. And he decided, I can't be a part of this party. And I really do think the Republican Party has gone the wrong way. I think the Democrats are a disaster, too. I mean, you talk about it all the time, this woke world that we're in, the far left and what they want to do.
Let's defund the police. Let's do all this
ridiculous
stuff. They're driving. And both of them seem to be driving whatever vehicle they're driving off a cliff.
Yeah. I'm going to miss the guy because he was a no BS type of guy. If you asked him a question, even when he was in office, he'd answer it. And he didn't care who he ticked off.
Yeah.
He was just pretty honest about everything. I'm just going to miss him. It's such a tragedy because we just don't see people like that anymore.
No.
We don't see people who say, you know what? I don't like what my party's doing. Everybody just sides with their party. No one ever thinks to question their own party. He questioned his own party. He questioned his own party to the point where he switched parties. And whether you like that or not, that is someone who thinks for himself. I don't think we think for ourselves enough. What did his life mean? This is a guy who told it like it was. He had integrity. And he put his country before his party. Why don't we do that? Everybody on the right says, well, I'm patriotic. I'm a Republican. I have a flag outside of my car. That doesn't make you patriotic. We've got these Democrats, you know, who say, hey, the Republicans aren't the only ones that are patriotic. I take my hat off at a baseball game when the national... That doesn't do it either. Nobody picks country over party anymore. Chad, we've got people in Congress who are saying we need to split up the United States of America.
Yeah.
We need to... If you live in a certain part of it, that's got to be different. Let's just become different countries. I know we got 50 states. You know, it's 50 different countries, kind of. But are you that's the kind of people that we have in office now who pit each other against one another. And it's all about hating the other person. Oh, you're a liberal? I hate you. Oh, you're a conservative? I hate you. Grant Woods wasn't like that. That was his legacy. He could talk to both sides. He could figure something out. And again, integrity. We just don't have that anymore. He's going to be missed. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to personally miss him. Texting him during an election or texting him when the D-backs crapped the bed in the seventh inning. And
no, the first game, and that's it. Season's over. So it's next year.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend. It was a tough weekend. He was such a decent guy. He was such a decent man. You just don't meet politicians who are like that anymore.
Well, he wasn't, you know, like I said, when I talked to him, he wasn't a politician anymore. Makes, you know, like we do with the governor, Jan Brewer, it makes it easier when you're not beholden to a bunch of stuff. Yeah. And the problem is everybody, the party rules the day and the people are always second. And that's a tough thing. And I think, you know, would he have been that way in a day and age where he was still immersed in it? I think it would have been tough because you don't get the backing, and that's the problem when you have these monopolies of parties and people are terrified through social media to ever say anything that would make it look like you don't believe in your side 100%.
Right, right. True.
Sad.
But it's a tragic loss. He had a heart attack, and that was it, and you just never know when your last day is going to be. That's the other thing that I take out of something like this. You just don't know.
No.
You never know when your last day is going to be. And his last day was Saturday. And he was 67, and it's just way too early, and he was a good man. Country over party. That's what I'm going to remember Grant Woods for. And I think that he could teach us all a lot on both sides of the aisle. Country over party.
Well, yeah. People, you know, that's up to us. And if we stop holding these politicians' feet to the fire in the sense that you can't talk to the other side and that, you know, other people have differing views. Otherwise, no, it'll continue to be party first. And you know how that ends. It ends with what we have right now.
All right. So you have found coming up next some man who has a problem with the vaccine. Is that correct?
Yes, he's got a little problem with the vaccine.
Okay.
He makes, by the way, he's very, you hear him and you're like, Christians are on top of the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait to hear this. This is spectacular.
Why do us Christians always get a bad rap?
I have no idea.
Oh,
should
gosh.
Be Hindu. That's all I'm saying. I'm kidding, everybody. You should be whatever you want to be. Don't get us in trouble. Let's get us a chat show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news. Seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
We want to send you to the Arizona Cardinals Green Bay Packers game on Thursday. It is the biggest Thursday night football game in history. Because they've only started these games a couple years ago.
No, they've been going quite a while. I think people realize
they're
on Thursday night.
10 years? 5 years?
Oh, no, man. Okay. Much longer. Thursday night football, I'm going to say, let's see here, 2006.
Wow. All right. I was way off. Anyway, you'll hear more of me being way off on the show.
Wow. Fantastic.
We're going to give you Cardinals Packers tickets. All you have to do is this. Text the word cards to 411-923, register your name. You could participate with us on Wednesday. And when I say participate, you have a chance to come on the air with us, and we'll just say perform, because we're going to make you earn it. Text the word cards to 411-923. All right, who do you got over there? Who am I going to listen
to? Rick Wiles is his name.
Rick Wiles?
Yeah, Rick Wiles.
Wiles.
Yes, he used to be, back in the early 80s, worked at CNN and ESPN as a marketing sales manager. Also was in radio for a while, then joined CBN.
I'm not going to like what this guy says, am I?
Yeah, and then from there, he started to take off. He started True News, if you don't know what that is.
Nope.
Let's just say this. Not a good guy is the best way to describe him. But boys and girls, friends of all ages, you want to know what's wrong with so much of the stuff? Well, stuff like this doesn't help.
This is a global coup d'etat by the most evil cabal of people on the planet in the history of mankind. And if it is not stopped in the very near future, they will win. That's what's at stake, control of the world. They're putting eggs in people's bodies.
Eggs in people's bodies. It gets better, kids. He's not done.
They're putting eggs in people's bodies.
What?
It's an egg that hatches into a synthetic parasite and grows inside your body. This is like a sci-fi nightmare, and it's happening in front of
us. He's saying the COVID-19 vaccine, eggs into your body,
yes.
They hatch, and then what happens? You turn into the Terminator?
Well, no, look, that'd be awesome, right? Synthetic? Like, if we all ended up like Venom, I'm not going to say no to that.
That'd be awesome.
Right? Hello, Eddie. Oh, my God, it's a red one.
But what do the eggs do when they hatch in me?
Well, the whole thing is it's going to destroy you.
Okay.
And then that way the coup d'etat works. And as I like to explain to everybody,
yeah,
just like on January 6th, it was stupid. It was idiotic. Did I think they were taking over the world? No. Do you see what's going on in Sudan? That's a real coup. When the guys with tanks say, we're going to run this country. When you think that they're putting stuff inside your body and all of a sudden they're magical eggs. Because I've always wondered this, right?
Yeah.
Now, stay with me again.
Oh, yeah.
The people that they say that it's the coup, they're taking over the world, they want to destroy these people, are
right.
The people that are willing to take this. So those would be the sheep.
Right. We've got the vaccine.
The wolves will not take it. So you're saying you want to keep the people that would fight you alive, but you want to kill the people that you think would be subservient to you.
I just don't know where you get a conspiracy theory like that.
That's a spectacular one, right?
It's a spectacular one.
How
do you come up with that? Do you actually sit there and say, let me think about the scariest thing that we could make the COVID-19 vaccine out of? Okay, so basically we're injecting eggs into you. They will hatch.
Yes.
But take me through it. Synthetic? I heard the word synthetic.
Synthetic.
So what exactly happens? Because I want to get the full conspiracy theory. The eggs hatching you, and what happens?
Well, apparently what they do is they're going to take over your body, and they're going to destroy you from the inside out.
Okay. And in what person on the planet has that happened to you?
Well, all the people they're hiding.
They're hiding.
Yeah. Remember those people?
No.
No, you don't.
Where are they?
Look at True News. He knows. Rick knows it all.
I didn't know people were hiding.
Well,
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, by the way, where do you think he has his church located?
Oh, no.
It's not here.
Florida.
There you go. Flowing Streams Church, a non-denominational congregation in Vero Beach, Florida. He says, COVID's God's way of punishing China for having a godless communist government. So
who was the guy that said 9/11 was God's way of punishing gay people?
Was that the guy that used to run?
He's dead. I don't remember
the church, the crazy church.
Yeah,
the one that used to say, you know, remember him? Remember the guy that him and his kids would go out there and God hates blanks, and he would go protest.
Yep.
Westboro Baptist.
Was that the Westboro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was him.
It's really sad because, you know, you and I are Christians. Becky Lynn, you're a Christian too. And then you hear this kind of stuff. She gives me the thumbs up over there. She's awesome.
You guys probably don't know this, but.
What?
What? I'm just saying about Becky.
Oh,
you guys probably don't know
and, but when, then we hear this, and this is, and even, is he a preacher? Does he turn into a preacher?
He's a preacher.
So he's an evangelical preacher. And I just want to say this. Let me put this delicately. Most evangelicals, almost all evangelicals, are not like that guy.
TrueNews.com.
They're not crazy. They're not putting out conspiracies like if you take the vaccine, an egg will hatch in your body and you will turn into some synthetic organism. And I just think, you know, these are the loudest people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they get, you know, they get people talking. And the thing is, they have enough people following them that float them money.
Right.
They have no idea that you are essentially an ATM to them.
Yeah.
They'll say anything, get you to affirm the things that you want to hear, right? And then, oh, my goodness. Hey, but you know what? We can't do it without you. We can't do it without you. We need you to give. We need you to give. And when you give, give a little bit more because that's what Jesus wants you to do because Jesus wants me to have a jet.
And then they buy a jet. And
then they buy a jet, and you're like, well, that's what Jesus wanted. Really? Because
right.
Jesus could have sent him tickets.
It is stunning and at the same time confusing, the number of Christians who will not get the vaccine. It really is. And it hurts me to my core that white evangelicals are one of the, you know, one of the groups, one of the highest, you know, in terms of a percentage, they won't get the vaccine. It just doesn't make any sense, and I've talked to I've been blue in the face about it, and I've just given up. You know, I mean, you're not going to get it. But it's not a good look. People know, what the numbers are like when it comes to evangelicals not getting the not getting the COVID vaccine, and it's silly.
My favorite thing, which is sad, is his daughter-in-law and his grandson were in the hospital for COVID-19 related symptoms, as well as several members of his team. They've all recovered from it.
Did they all have the eggs?
Probably.
Okay.